now turning our attention to the story and the long-running wait of the Mukwata family for a review into the circumstances of the death of the Tenda Mukwata in April 2022 at University Hospital Kerry, shortly after she gave birth. Their solicitor is Conor Murphy of Kenmare, who represents the family, and there's another delay, yet another delay, in the promised review, which was due to be delivered to the family last October. It now won't be delivered until the 11th of May. Shortly before coming in here this morning, I spoke to Conor Murphy and first of all asked him for the reason for the delay and the delay and the continuing long wait of the Mukwata family.
Well, over the past 6 months or so, we've received a sequence of letters from the HSE, initially signalling, as they had signalled before, that a report would be available in October of last year. And then in December, we were advised that the report would be subject to an external review, an independent assessment of that external review, a quality assessment. And in January of this year, there was an indication that it had failed that quality assessment. And since then, we've been seeking answers as to when the report would be available, and we've received a series of letdowns in that regard, and it's been devastating for the family.
And what was the nature of the reason given for this current delay?
The current delay was apparently due to the principles of natural justice. We've been told that the draft report furnished failed their natural justice requirements, and it will be sent back for an analysis of that aspect. I presume that means that the witnesses themselves and the people giving evidence and giving information for the report would be afforded the opportunity of a process whereby they can be assured that matters would not be prejudicial to them.
Okay.
And while I can understand the reasoning, unfortunately, it's the latest in a long series of letdowns that my clients have received over the past few months, and indeed the past few years, about the production of the report.
Yeah, it is again with sincere regret. This is from Mary Fitzgerald, the General Manager of University Hospital Kerry. It's with sincere regret I, the review commissioner, must once again inform you that I'm unable to accept the external draft report. While the external review team have assured me of the factual accuracy of the report, the sole reason for non-acceptance of the report now is one of natural justice. I await assurance from the external review team that staff members participating in or affected by the outcome of the review process have been provided with an opportunity to review the draft report and provide feedback in line with fair procedures and natural justice as set out under the HSE Incident Management Framework 2020. On behalf of the hospital, I again offer my sincere apology for the period of time the external review has taken and for the delays to the timetable provided by the external review team over the course of this review. And my expectation is the report will be available to you on the week of the 11th of May 2024. You can understand giving people an opportunity, Conor, to have a say or have a view once they accept the report, people affected by it, but it's very hard to understand why it's taken this long and why, again, it's taking another couple of weeks to achieve this, given all of, as you said, the letdowns that we've had up to now.
Absolutely, yes. I think we're all aware of the importance of natural justice. I would not dismiss the reasoning at all. The difficulty is that it's the latest in a long line of letdowns for a family who have been let down by the HSE in the most awful way imaginable, involving the death of Tottenda in Tralee Hospital in April 2022. So again, it's the persistent or the consistent promises and assurances that a report would be available, followed by the news that it won't be available for one reason or other. Again, the reasoning is sound. I don't take issue with that. Of course, natural justice must be applied. That's a precondition in any process. But I simply do not understand why natural justice was not applied while the report is being compiled, why it's some almost like an afterthought that we have to go back and check were these criteria met. And again, it's yet another massive disappointment for the Mukwata family.
Conor, where does it go from here, from the 11th of May, if the letter, if the external review report is finally delivered to you and the Mukwata family?
Well, of course, we will study it in great detail with them. I sometimes think perhaps in this country we see reports as almost being irrelevant, and the phrase whereby a government or an institution commissions a report is often seen as a means of shelving an issue rather than addressing it. But legal processes such as inquests, such as reports and reviews, can matter very profoundly to people who are affected. We only had to see the impact of the review and the inquest into the Stardust disaster a couple of weeks ago, and to see the outpouring of grief that followed that. So I think it is important that we appreciate that this process is of profound importance to the family. Again, we must remember that they were not there at the hospital on the night that their mother and the daughter of Catherine passed away. Rotendo was in Kinmare in direct provision, caring for her siblings. She was brought to Tralee in the expectation that she would meet her mother and her new baby sister. And so they were not there, and so there are gaps in their knowledge that have to be filled in. And so the report is crucial to them. And again, it is incredibly upsetting for them that yet again it is delayed. Obviously, we hope and trust that it will be produced in mid-May, and after that we will certainly review it with them in detail and go through all the information in it. And we hope and trust that not only will it contain a review of what happened on the night Tottenda passed away, but also perhaps recommendations so that these incidents will, or the possibility of these incidents will be reduced going forward.
Conor, how are Tottenda's children doing through all of this finally?
Well, they are coping, and I must say they are, as I've repeatedly said, Catherine and Rotendo are remarkable women. That was commented on by the coroner at the inquest, and they are incredibly stoic and incredibly resilient and courageous. So they will cope as they have done to date. But again, all of this has been extremely traumatic and difficult for them. And the repeated assurances that they would receive the report, followed by the repeated letdowns, has re-traumatized them again and again. So hopefully the production of the report will again fill in the information that they do not have, but we wait and see that.
Okay, Conor, thanks very much for updating us on that, for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you.